So there's an aspect here of those of the spiritual church needing signs, or they won't believe. And so with regard to that, from a logopraxis point of view, it has to do with, or one aspect of it at least, has to do with this idea that we are reluctant believers so far as accepting that what the word says concerning the proprium is actually true. We want to hang on to our sense of self. And because that is the case, we need a sign. And the sign is about what happens when we begin to practice these truths and start to apply them in the act of self-examination with a view to repentance. And the signs are we come to see that what the word says regarding the proprium is actually true. That is the signs that we need to see if we are to believe the word, that what the word says, because what we see here is that Moses in 6944, and behold, they will not believe me and will not hear my voice, that this signifies that those of the spiritual church would not have faith and thus would not receive. So this speaks into this idea that before we are able to be elevated, we have to come to see that we are in need of elevation. And the only way we can come to see that is by being exposed or having what is of the infernal proprium opened up to our sight, so that we will then begin to look to the Lord or to the Word to be set free from it. So when it speaks of those of the spiritual church, think state, spiritual states, not people in some other age. That's helpful so far as getting a picture, but the picture points to our own interior states. This is the spiritual church in us. So the thing about that is that through coming to see what we see as we practice the word, and in particular to see how the Lord delivers us from these things, so we see the power of the word and the Lord's mercy acting through it, we come to see that the Lord's human, that is the word, is actually divine. And that's what logopraxis is about. It's about coming to see that the word is the Lord in all his fullness. And so in 6945, for they will say, Jehovah has not been seen of thee. That this signifies the divine which is in the Lord's human is evident from the signification of saying as being perception. Here the perception of those who are of the spiritual church, and from the signification of Jehovah seen as being the appearing of the Lord's divine in his human. And the only way we get to see the Lord's divine in his human is when these processes actually play out in our life. And then it becomes incontrovertible. We see that the word is actually what the Lord declares it to be, which is himself. So the spiritual church has to do with the life of charity. And for us, that life is self-examination and repentance. So when spiritual knowledge is purely on the knowledge level, the level of scientifics, then it is mixed in with every other form of knowledge and thereby can't really help in the sense that we're looking to our reformation and regeneration. So when the knowledge of the word and the principles of the word are purely intellectual knowledge, not yet practiced, then those principles are caught in Egypt. They're caught up in the lower earth. That is the trapped state that's described here. And so that knowledge or information has to become something living. So the only way it can become living is by being elevated. And the way that it's elevated is through practice. So for it to become living, we have to see its power operating in our own life. And these things are said to be trapped until the Lord comes by a mighty force. So it speaks of the coming of the Lord. And our natural thought when we hear of the coming of the Lord goes to the first advent. That's the first sort of area that our mind is directed toward. But that is still set in person, place, and time. So the best thing to do when you hear the word speaking of the Lord's advent is to think second advent. That is where the new church sits. The new church arises out of the word being opened as to its spiritual sense. That is the second advent, but you're still inclined to think of that in terms of an event in time, which is fine, but that's the rung on the ladder. The Lord makes his advent every time you receive an insight from the word. So the Lord's advent is a continual process of the word being opened up to support our spiritual life. So anything that falls within person, place, time, and space is representative of that living process that is enacted within every human mind if it is to be elevated out of the lower earth and toward what is more heavenly.